So hear these words from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold or the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So that was the lectionary. Amen. This Sunday is a simple sermon. Be weary anytime a pastor tells you that. It's going to be short. But Jesus already preached this sermon in particular, so no need for me to rehash it. Hear these words from Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 12. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So that you hear the sermon, the totality of it. Jesus says to you this day, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this day, for a day to hear the words of our Lord anew, a day to answer the call anew. Touch our hearts as only you can. Lord, I am but a vessel. Use me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So many of us come to this United Methodist Church having very eclectic backgrounds. Amen. Many of us were not born Methodist, don't know the first thing about Methodism. That's okay. That's okay. We may have Baptist backgrounds, evangelical leanings. We come from all walks of life, but we have come here, come to this place, perhaps seeking, looking for something. It's interesting because in my evangelical background, it was all about evangelism, very particular. This is a little loud. I'll stop yelling. Evangelism, I don't say it much now, we'll talk about that, is what we are to do. We are to tell people about Jesus, and the way that looks for many may mean handing out tracts on 42nd Street in New York. I've been there. Downtown Newark, New Jersey, I've been there. Being a part, for me, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, large groups and small groups, or maybe Campus Crusade, making sure that everyone knew who Jesus was. And if they did know about Jesus, the new Jesus, the new Jesus that you were going to inform them about. I always said Jesus has some of the worst representatives, especially if he enlisted me. This message that he has comes from his cousin, John the Baptist, but it really comes from God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. It's near. Now, repentance is something that we don't often think about. We don't want to have to repent, but it is this gift that we have been given. Repent, change one's mind, turn, return, change direction. Get a new orientation, a new way of being, thinking, doing. For we are born one way. And as John 3:16 beckoned us, be thou born again. Be born anew and renew your mind. This repentance that we are offered, though, a lot of times we don't think about how we not only need to change our mindset, but there needs to be action that follows it. Get yourself a new orientation, new direction, so that you can act upon it, do something. So therefore, it flows naturally that in the text this morning, we see Jesus inviting people into action. The sermon, follow me, follow me. These are Jesus's words. This is the directive, full of the Holy Spirit's power. Follow me. And what we see is immediately folks begin to follow. Immediately. Follow me inherently is packed with a lot of information. Well, first and foremost, don't go before me. A lot of us want to do that. Follow me. I will lead the way. But there should be some comfort in knowing that wherever we go, he has first gone before us, preparing the way. Follow me. Invitation and directive. And we see them answer. Brothers, two sets, no questions asked, leaving everything. Promise made to them. Follow me. I will make you fish for people. The commentaries and scholars have a lot to say about our two sets of brothers and where they may have been socially located. I've heard a lot of folks say they were probably poor, so it was all right to go and follow Jesus. Other people say, no, they was rich, so it was a lot to follow Jesus. One commentary in particular I thought was very interesting because it said that they probably were middle-class fishermen. They didn't own the boats. They were sort of contracted out to then find day laborers who would work and fish. I think all of this should bear witness to us because the cost of following Jesus means something to all of us, especially in a capitalistic society, especially for those who truly answer the call. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. They left what they knew. They left their occupation, their finances, their support to follow Jesus. No questions asked. Let that sit in for a moment. Too many times we brush over that simple fact. the sons of Zebedee actually left Zebedee as well. What does it mean to leave family to follow Jesus? I will make you fish for people. I got a lot of problems with that one, y'all. Although we are to fish for people, people are not fish. What is the ethical response in our evangelism, in us beckoning people to follow Jesus? They left their nets. They left their nets, even though Jesus said, I will make you fish for people. Obviously, they knew that fishing for people would not require their own previous means of fishing. They left their nets. It would not require commodification, consumption, and franchise. They left their nets. An African proverb says this: when a white man came to Africa, he had the Bible and we had the land. When it was all said and done, we had the Bible and they had the land. What is our ethical response when fishing for people? People are not fish. How do we draw them to this Jesus that is beckoning all of us to follow me, but not diminish the image of God in them? What does fishing for people look like then? Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming good news of the kingdom, curing every disease and every sickness among the people. That's what fishing for people looks like. Teaching and preaching, living a life following Jesus, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Perhaps if you have these gifts of the Spirit, seeing what it is to cure diseases and every sickness among the people. And this is my own little tidbit, maybe advocating for healthcare for all. People are sitting in darkness, making their home in the shadow of death, unaware that the light has dawned. Some of us have seen a great light. His name is Jesus. What is our duty to tell others to follow him? I meant it when I said this was a short sermon. It's still convicting me. Have I immediately left my net to follow Jesus? I want us to ponder what all of that means for us right here and right now. What does it mean to answer this call and immediately leave everything? What does it mean to have an ethical response in fishing for people? What does that even look like in this day and age? But to know that there are people still sitting in darkness, they're making their home there. Their home is in the shadow of death. And we know of and have this great light. Amen.